Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
So what's happening now, Maggie?
We've got Chris and Sam in from Sight for White. Good afternoon, Chris and Sam.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
And what are you going to be telling us about today?
Well, I'm going to have a little bit of a chat about some stuff that's coming up at Sight for White.
Right.
And Sam?
I'm going to be talking about bits and pieces at Sight for White, mainly my job role as the accessibility officer, about AI and the new bits of tech that are available that are really taking off.
Right, okay. That sounds interesting. Okay. So who's going to begin?
I'll get me out of the way.
Apparently
first.
Apparently it's Chris.
Just get you out of the way.
Yeah. thank you for inviting us back.
It's a pleasure.
It's nice to see. There's been a few changes here as well. It's all looking very glam, isn't it? Very professional.
Well, you've had some changes as well, haven't you? You've got a new CEO.
One or two. Yes. Yeah, one or two. I would like to start off with, I always talk about the short story writing competition.
Yep.
I think last time I came in, which was November, December. So we were having the award ceremony, which we have had, we did have, and we actually raised £1,457, which was really good for
brilliant.
Us for that one. We had, it was a full house. Everyone turned up to collect the award, which always makes a huge difference to the whole atmosphere. So it was a really great evening. So yeah,
and the
wonderful.
Stories are brilliant.
Stories are always brilliant, and obviously with the theme superheroes, the under 18s came out with some cracking stories.
I bet they did.
So yeah,
is there going to be another one this year?
Yes. Yeah.
Is it in the planning? Is it?
It is in the planning. Yeah. We might be looking at tweaking it slightly.
Oh no.
Yeah, not quite sure how, but we just feel we've been doing it for 10 years now. So
really, wow,
so we are looking at maybe just, I don't know, just upping the vamp a little bit, make it a little bit more exciting.
All right.
So watch this space.
Okay. I'm watching.
Okay, so things that we are hoping to do this year.
Yes.
We are going to do another murder mystery.
Right.
So the lovely Hannah and her acting friends have agreed to help us out. Mm-hmm. So we don't know when. We were looking at potentially June, sort of summer or autumn.
Yeah.
So it will be June or September. But we're very excited to do that. And JD, our new CEO, is very keen for us to get that one going.
Is he going to be the victim?
Who knows? I couldn't say, could I? See?
No. Yeah. He seems very keen to do everything.
He's absolutely, his enthusiasm is just incredible. There's so many things that he wants to do, but there's only so many of us in the building that we can only do so much.
You just have to work harder, Chris.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Instead of working 24 hours a day, work 26.
But we love his enthusiasm wanting to do different things. So that's good. We've got a trip to the Apollo Theatre coming up in July. I know it seems like it's a long way off, but it isn't really.
It's not. When you're trying to organise something, it's not at all.
It's not. So that is, just jotted down here, we're going to the Apollo Theatre.
Is that the one here in Newport?
The one in Newport.
Yep.
To see, it's called 70 Girls 70. I've never heard of it.
No.
But yeah, apparently it's sort of like a sort of comedy type play. So we're going to take a lot of our members along to that.
Okay.
So that's also very exciting. We're also looking at new opportunities for things like, believe it or not, archery, tomahawk throwing, rock climbing, kayaking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Maggie,
I'm
your
not
face
sure
is
about tomahawk throwing.
No.
it could be handy.
Yes, as long as
somebody could lose an eye or something,
or an ear.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are just a couple of things that we've got coming up at Sight for White.
With the play, is there going to be an audio description of some sort?
I don't think that they do, unfortunately. But it would be great. I think Shanklin Theatre have that capacity.
I don't know.
I know the Mayflower certainly does.
Yeah.
But no, probably not Kelvin on that one.
I just wondered because a lot of theatres do now. I know.
They do.
It's quite common on TV programmes these days.
Yes.
If you turn it on accidentally on your smart TV, you think, what on earth's that going on? We did once. Who's that man talking? What's he telling us about?
Go away. Stop telling us things.
So that's it from me.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
So over to Sam then.
Yes, what have you got for us, Sam?
Basically, to talk to you today about every Monday at Sight for White is the drop-in tech sessions, which we do ask that you book. We can offer support and help with mobile phones, tablets, PCs, Mac. They've always been very popular, so we please do ask that you give us a ring and we get you booked in.
Right.
But here today, really, because there's been a few really big jumps with AI, as everyone knows, it has taken off in the last 12 months like no one ever thought would.
Mm-hmm.
Two of the biggest things that we've got going on at the moment, we've got software for mobile phones called Synaptic for blind people, which helps you sort of navigate around your phone. You can do anything you do on a normal mobile phone, but it just makes it accessible for visually and hearing impaired people.
All right.
So we can do demos of this software and guide you where to get handsets and bits and pieces from.
Okay.
But the biggest jump has been with the Meta Smart AI glasses.
I've heard of these. These sound amazing.
Yes, I saw Ruth who put something up on Facebook, didn't she? Has she been using them? Yeah.
So for the price, they are a life changer for a lot of our members. So they're made by Ray-Ban. Other makes are available, but
of course, yes.
We've got the Ray-Bans, and the style we've got are called the Wayfarer range. Mm-hmm. So there's all different styles of frames. You can get standard lenses, reaction lenses. You can get prescription lenses put in them.
Right.
In the end of each arm that looks forward is a tiny pinhole camera.
Right.
And in the arm of the glasses, just above your ear, is where the speakers are.
Okay.
Once they're all set up, you can ask them pretty much anything. So you can ask them what's in front of you. It will give you an accurate description. It can learn people's faces. So if you're in a room, you can say, who's in front of me? And it will actually say, Maggie, Kelvin.
Right.
Okay.
You know, Kelvin's on your left, Maggie's on your right.
Yeah.
To that extent. The other big feature with them is... We've tested them in Waterloo train station. Obviously, there's so many departure boards up there. And we've simply said, hey, Meta, when's the next train to
wherever.
Portsmouth Harbour?
Yep.
And within seconds, it comes back, platform 10, 13, 30.
Oh, right.
So there's a lot of tech out there that can help you see. It can read situations, but a lot of these other apps, they tell you everything.
Yeah.
Whereas the Meta AI, it actually tailors your answer. It gives you what you want to know.
So is it something that would necessarily replace a guide dog?
No.
It's not for that purpose.
It's not for that purpose. I mean, technically, if you asked it if a road was clear, it would know if a road is clear, but it will not tell you.
Okay.
Because obviously if the glasses glitch and someone gets run over, then it's a whole world. So they are very... They're very advanced, but they have their limitations of what they can do.
Okay.
Where's the processing power of this? I mean, it sounds like an awful lot of processing power. Is it something you carry? Is it in your phone? Is it?
So basically, the glasses have a built-in battery, and they look just like a standard pair of glasses. Inside the case is a built-in battery, so every time you put the glasses away, they charge up again. But the glasses are connected to a smartphone, so it can be Apple or Android.
Okay, so.
And once set up... that's how the glasses communicate. They communicate with your phone, so you do need data or be connected to a Wi-Fi.
Oh yeah, because what you're describing needs a fair bit of processing power, and you're not going to fit that in a standard glasses frame, at least not these days yet.
No, the phone is the brains, and then the glasses are the relay
Makes
point.
Sense.
Brilliant.
One of the best features that our members have fed back is we've used them in the Beefeater. So obviously, big menu. A lot of VI people struggle with menus, seeing what's on them. We opened up a menu and said, hey Meta, what chicken dishes are available? And within a second it came back, there's 4 chicken dishes available. Would you like me to read them? So you say, yeah. So instead of other apps, like I say, reading the whole menu, these will
pick out what
you want. So, and they're releasing updates all the time.
I mean, it's a rapidly developing technology, and yeah, you say a few years ago it was nothing like this, and now it's absolutely everywhere. Not all of that's good, but when you hear applications like that, that's superb. That's exactly
Isn't
what it should
it?
Be
yeah.
doing.
Yeah, help you with buses, timetables, all sorts, food packaging, medication. It's all does it in a heartbeat. So.
Yes.
That's really good.
Excellent.
So so if anyone's sort of interested in them, they can make an appointment and come in. We've got a demo pair we can show you. We can advise you where to get them from, and if you need help setting them up, we can also do that. So they currently retail at £299, which I think
really, that's really cheap.
£299.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say £700-800.
No, Apple and a few other companies out there have got their own version in development. Obviously, don't know what the prices are in there, but you know, you could be expecting quite substantially more. I just don't know until they're released. But these,
so you know, I imagine if you wanted specific lenses in, that would cost you more.
That would cost you more because you'd buy a standard set of glasses and then talk to your optician first before you purchase the glasses. Yeah. But the optician will put your prescription lenses in them.
Oh, right.
Obviously, the cost in that is, I wouldn't know.
Whatever it is, that's a lot more.
I'm just thinking now, I've got a fancy pair of those.
They're extremely helpful.
Oh, you shouldn't have told him.
But yeah, £299.
Plus lens. I mean, but if you don't need the lenses, it's just £299, that's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm liking that.
And off you go. There's no subscription fees, there's no, you know, pay extra for this, pay extra for that. It literally, you know, does what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So we're more than happy to help if anyone needs help with those. Right. Just give the office a call.
So what is the number for them to call?
522205.
Yeah.
And you have a website too?
We do.
Yes, sightforwhite.org.
And where are you based?
We are based in Newport, tail end of Newport, sort of etching more towards Carisbrook. 137 Carisbrook Road. If you're coming by car, you can come along Castle Road, and we are just past the vets on the right hand side.
Yes.
Indeed, you are.
You have to be quick to notice it.
We do.
Yeah, look for the big blue gates. You can't miss it.
If you're going down the main road, there's a kind of secretive little gate.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like anything at all. What's that for? There's a huge organisation behind that gate. Anyway, so have you got anything else you wanted to add, Sam?
No, that's pretty much it. Any other tech questions, as I say, Mondays is the drop-in session. Give us a call. If you can't come in, we can come out to you. But, you know, try and answer anything over the phone if we can help.
Brilliant.
But,
yes. Excellent. Thank you. Thank you.
So what's that number to call again?
522205.
Brilliant.
522205, 01983 if you're using mobile. And then you'll get all the help you can need.
Absolutely.
Hopefully. Thank you very much for coming in and telling us. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.